Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis and Community Connection, of course, brought to you by Arnmore Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. Maria Goss with Visit Bartlesville is on the phone with us. And as we close out the old year and get ready for the new, Bartlesville and the entire area is becoming more and more attractive to more and more people for more and more reasons. Good morning and how are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I am doing really well, and like you said, things are just, as the kids say, I think they're popping.
Oh, yeah.
We've got so much going on, and of course, like you said, it's the area that's really doing well, and when all of the areas are doing well, it certainly helps this whole section of Northeast Oklahoma.
We have a big advocate in our lieutenant governor who seems to really like our little piece of heaven.
Absolutely, and we are so thrilled to have Lieutenant Governor Pinnell in that role as Director of Tourism and Branding, or he's actually the Secretary of Tourism and Branding, and he has really, like you said, been an advocate. Of course, Lieutenant Governor Lamb also was a great advocate for tourism, but the difference with Lieutenant Governor Pinnell is that he is now the Secretary of Tourism and Branding, and he and the governor are really working well together in helping the Department of Tourism as they reach as many people and as many visitors as possible. And they are working together, and that has been just a really great thing for the state of Oklahoma and for the tourism industry. I think he spent really the last year doing a lot of relationship building with our communities and finding out what our assets are and where the state of Oklahoma can fill in the gaps and work with destination marketing organizations like Visit Bartlesville. And so because of that effort and the work he's put in, I think everyone is really feeling optimistic and positive about the direction we're headed. Just like, you know, the governor has said, trying to make Oklahoma a top 10 state, we are certainly working toward that end in the tourism world.
We saw a lot of, we saw some firsts here in Bartlesville last year. One thing that comes to mind immediately, it's because I went out and I witnessed it and I had a lot of fun, was that cricket match that we had. It wound up being a pretty good sized tournament and it drew quite a few people for the first time ever.
It did. It's fantastic. The organizers of our cricket club in Bartlesville have been able to create this fantastic cricket pitch, and I've been told there's none like it in the immediate area, certainly not in the state of Oklahoma. So we really are poised to host more of those tournaments, and that first cricket tournament really was our step in the right direction, kind of our foot in the door to host more of these. And certainly we want to be supportive of hosting as many events as possible, and any kind of sporting or gaming event, any of those conferences and conventions, that is a great way to boost the economic impact in Bartlesville of tourism and travelers. And certainly we see a big boost from things like business travel or people that are traveling to go to the Pioneer Woman in Pawhuska. Our great partners and friends over in Pawhuska and Osage County. So anytime we're getting different kinds, we're sort of, you know, expanding our portfolio. So we love leisure travelers. We love our business travelers. We certainly love our group travelers that are coming in. But having a new kind of sports tournament really helps us not only put Bartlesville on the map, but put Oklahoma. We're an option for something like that. And so I hope that the cricket tournament is just a sign of the diversity that we have here in Bartlesville, and that we're able to host more cricket tournaments and any kind of, if you want to have a badminton tournament or if you'd like to have a dog training conference, we would love to be able to host them here in Bartlesville.
We're talking with Maria Goss with Visit Bartlesville. You know, the schools have already done a lot with the bond issue. They're putting up a new press box to enhance what they have out there at Custer Stadium in hopes of bringing some band events and other events out there, is just more so than just plain football, and a few other things. And, of course, the Price Field Baseball Diamonds are undergoing a rehab. And I imagine in a year or two we might be seeing some influx with those investments too. One thing that is a perennial, and people put this on their to-do list, their bucket list sometime, is Wooler Rock right here in our area.
Absolutely. Wooler Rock is just such a treasure for us. And CEO Bob Frazier has now been there for over 10 years. He was there when I started at this job 11 years ago. And just there has been such a great effort to not only invite people to come and see Wooler Rock, which of course in and of itself is incredible, but they are making such a concerted effort to highlight the event. You know, all of us that live here or were born and raised here, like myself, we've been there so many times. And what they do so well at Wooler Rock is make it interesting and new each time we go, and especially with events like Wonderland of Light, which just wrapped up last weekend. You know, they have brought in tens of thousands of visitors to Wooler Rock over the year, and then they bring in thousands of people just for Wonderland of Light. So the events that they put on and the way that they reach people to tell them about those events has really been innovative. And you know, they say what the rising tide lifts all boats. Mm-hmm. So Wooler Rock certainly has led the way on some of those things. And we love that they are always coming up with new events and new things to bring people out there. And I'll make a quick plug too, that if you are a local resident and you want to see something new at Wooler Rock, become a member, because they host some fantastic member events where you may get to see something that not everyone gets to see. Wooler Rock is certainly one of our big gems. And also, of course, the Price Tower and Frank Phillips Home. Those three places are some of the big reasons that groups and leisure travelers like to come to Bartlesville.
Indeed they do, and believe me, when they leave the Price Tower, they always want to buy the commemorative socks for some reason that have the building on. I don't know what that is, but there's a lot of socks out there that way. So buy when you're here, folks. Don't come to just to look. The merchandise is real good. The meals are real good. The hotels are really good.
That's right. Well, you know, and I think a lot of times people don't know what to get. You know, we just got through with Christmas. And so many people don't know what to get their loved ones for gifts because, oh, they have everything, or they don't need anything, or if they want something, they'll get it themselves. So you sometimes kind of get stuck in a rut. And, you know, those are the perfect things to purchase and give as gifts when the season hits or birthdays hit, those little pieces of memory from your vacation and travels to Oklahoma.
They are. Now, when the lieutenant governor was here in town, he's been here an awful lot, but he was talking the last time when he was at the forum, the chamber forum, about how he would like to hook together Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Ponca City and really package that thing up and get a lot of people zipping through the area and just really make it a nice little threefer. Have you seen anything come of that?
Well, the lieutenant governor, I think, does a great job of telling people, you know, the great way we can market this area. Mm-hmm. And so what's been fantastic and that wonderful idea that he had is a lot of the staff at State Tourism have been packaging and selling those three locations together for some time to the group travel market. And so I think that was one of the things that he had in mind. We actually created a really cool itinerary specifically for group travelers called Oil Barons, Cowboys, and now I'm going to forget. But Cowboys, Indians, and Oil Barons, that's what it was called.
Wow.
And we've been selling that one for a long, long time. And so, of course, we focus that on those motor coach groups that come into town. And
I see.
Sometimes they sort of pick and choose. They may only do one piece of it or only do 3 days and maybe add on an Oklahoma City piece. So I think he really wants to capitalize on that because it has been successful for the group tour market. Mm. They love that idea, and it's been fantastic for us to be able to work together with our partners. We have some great colleagues in Ponca City and Pawhuska, and we're constantly trying to sell each other because we know that the more we can get people to come and visit one of our locations, they're going to have such a great time, they're going to want to come back and visit more. So I think he is certainly on that right track. And like I said, we've been working together for so long, but it's time to package those things and really target those individual leisure travelers, because it's just, there's nothing else like it. We have so much unique stops here in this area. And so we really want to make sure people know that there is a not only something fun to see when you go to all of those places, but there truly is a connection in those storytelling pieces, you know, where you get to go to Ponca City and see the Marlin Mansion and hear about E.W. Marlin and his wealth, and then you see the Pioneer Woman statue, and then stop in Woolar Rock and see those original submissions for that contest, and then stop in Pawhuska on the way, and there's so much that connects those three. He's absolutely right. It is going to be a great thing for us to continue to sell that and capitalize. I think he's really good at making sure that the people that live here locally don't forget what a gem we have.
We're talking with Maria Gus with Visit Bartlesville. I've been living here now for just under a year, but I love living in Bartlesville. I was surprised I hadn't been here to visit the many times that I've been to Oklahoma in years past. We've got a wonderful community center, and we have all kinds of great theatrical productions that come in right off Broadway. And I imagine that has a bit of a draw.
Certainly. And the thing I love to tell people about is that, you know, we do have this, like you said, off-Broadway. These are Broadway tours. Oftentimes, these are people that have been working on the live theater circuit for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've either worked on Broadway already or done other professional tours. So I had a voice teacher when I was young who had been on a Broadway tour for The King and I. And she told my mom at that time, anytime you get a chance to see a Broadway tour, go and see it, because it is likely going to be just as high quality as what you would see when you are visiting in New York. And so what having the Broadway and Bartlesville series does for us as a community is when people are planning their trips or they're looking at our website or seeing what they might want to do, they see that this is a community that values and places importance on culture and theater and live performances. And so even though they may not always get to come and see our shows that come through town, it certainly raises our brand and our image to visitors when they know that we are a truly diverse community, in that we have not only museums and events, but we've got such great theater in a really state-of-the-art, amazing facility.
We're talking with Maria Gus with Visit Bartlesville. Now, one thing that's been kind of going on, a lot of people have been talking about it, paying it a lot of service, and it bends a lot of ears. We've been hearing about the movies. We've become popular for movies in our area over the past several years.
We absolutely have, and I have to say, Tom, it truly is a great deal of the credit should go to Terrence Malick. Terrence Malick has ties to Bartlesville. He was born in Texas, and he went to high school in Austin, but his family was in Bartlesville for all his youth, and his father worked for Phillips, had retired from Phillips. And when Mr. Malik was making or planning to make the film that was made here, To the Wonder, he knew that he wanted to do it in Bartlesville. He wanted to do it in his hometown. And, of course, that was shortly after the film incentive had started, and the planets just aligned, and he decided to make that film in Bartlesville. That was in 2010. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we had had other little things happen here and there. Certainly, we've got some wonderful local filmmakers that had made their films in Bartlesville, but Terrence Malik was the first filmmaker to take advantage of the Oklahoma Film and Music Rebate Program and make that film in Bartlesville. And had it not been for him, I don't believe that we would have had as many of the other film scouts come to Bartlesville, because Hollywood really is a small world. It's a small community. And certainly they hear about it. They hear about or they see the movies, and they see the imagery and the big, beautiful open skies. And I really have to give Mr. Malik so much credit for bringing that film here, because if it had not been for him, I don't think that we would have had just sort of the domino effect that we've had since then. And it really has helped the entire state of Oklahoma. He was high profile in that he had some big names like Ben Affleck and Rachel McAdams, Javier Bardem, who had just won an Oscar when he came to make that film here. And so that certainly contributed. But, you know, the movie played at the Cannes Film Festival, and people that are students of film, that truly love that sort of artist piece of film, they know who Terrence Malik is. And so it really helped raise the profile of the state of Oklahoma and then Bartlesville as well. And then, you know, after Mr. Malik was August Osage County, which was, again, a huge win for Bartlesville. And it was so fantastic when the director, John Wells, came to Bartlesville. He had just directed Ben Affleck in The Company Men. And so I mentioned that to him when I met him, and he said, oh, Ben said that Bartlesville was so fantastic. He loved it here. So, you know, they all sort of talked to each other. I had to contact Mr. Malik last month about something else. It was a different event. He has a film that just came out, and they were showing it at Circle Cinema in Tulsa. And I had gotten in touch with him about that event and mentioned to him that we had had some location scouts in town for a pretty big movie. And I did not mention what movie it was, but I did tell him that had it not been for him, I don't think that we would have so much opportunity that we've had. Mm-hmm. And when he responded, he was very gracious and had told me that the director had already been in touch with him. So again, you know, this small world, and really, you know, whether you like his style of film or not, Terrence Malik truly has left a wonderful gift for the community of Bartlesville in making that film here.
And here's to many more.
And here's to many more. And like, you know, and as you know, we've had some location scouts that have been sniffing around for the last year for lots of different programs. And some of them, you know, they don't end up happening, but, location scouts work on lots of different projects. And so the more location scouts that come to Bartlesville and see what we have, the broader our reach is. But, we've had a very big film that's been scouting, and we've been talking about Killers of the Flower Moon for a long time. I can't tell you officially that they're coming because they have not reached a final incentive package with the state of Oklahoma, but many people in the community have seen that they're around, and it looks like they might be staying for a while. So
keep
that's
our fingers.
Certainly very exciting. It will, if we are able to host Killers of the Flower Moon in the state of Oklahoma. This will be the largest film the state has ever seen. The cast will be large. The crew will be large. It's a very sweeping, enormous story, and it's certainly a very important story. And so there will be a lot of people that will be paying attention to how this happens and how it works and where we go with this. And so I certainly can't wait to be able to tell you officially that we will be hosting Killers of the Flower Moon in this part of Oklahoma in 2020.
We've been talking with Maria Gus with Visit Bartlesville. Maria, thank you for giving us all the reasons to visit Bartlesville, and especially to some of us here, great reasons just to live and stay here for the rest of our lives.
Right, that's right. Listen, everything, Tom, starts with a visit.
It does.
Not only visitors, but, you know, anyone that's looking to relocate here or bring their business here or retire here, it all starts with a visit. So I think everyone in the state of Oklahoma, certainly our community members in Bartlesville, they are those ambassadors that kind of roll out the red carpet when you first come. And Bartlesville does an exceptional job at that. So just want to remind your listeners to keep on welcoming everyone and doing what you do, because I always hear about how friendly the people are in Bartlesville, and it's no accident that we continue to have this success. It's really because of the incredible people that live here and work here and make this a better place.
Maria, once again, thank you very much, and have a great 2020. We'll be in touch with you soon.
Thank you, Tom. You too. Happy New Year.